Welcome to Brunch with the Buds, where best friends dish on what's good. Brought to you by KentuckyTasteBuds.com. That's KYTasteBuds.com. Now, here are the Kentucky Taste Buds, Tamara and Lee.
Hey guys, welcome to Brunch with the Buds, where two best friends talk about everything good in Kentucky, from food, fashion, events, and people. My name is Lee Roach, and I'm here with my best friend, Tamara Snyder. Good afternoon, Tamara.
Hey, hey.
It's like deja vu.
It is. Groundhog Day.
Yes. So we just actually, we're recording two podcasts back to back.
Yeah.
Because I'm going on vacation.
Listen, you. Don't rub it in.
Well, you all just got through telling me about all this flesh-eating bacteria I'm about to go swim in now, so now I'm all scared.
Just stay in the pool.
I will.
Look at the ocean. Stay in the pool.
I like to put my feet in the ocean.
Well, as long as you don't have any cuts, I think you'll be okay. Well, don't put your feet in.
Yeah, wear boots. Boots
plastic
to the ocean.
Wrap.
That's right.
Wrap your feet.
We also have with us in the house, Curtis Cyphers, our prepared producer. How are you, Curtis?
I say this every week, but it's hot. I'm still hot. We need a fan that makes no noise. So
we need a silent fan.
Maybe we can get like big ass fans to be our sponsor.
I can't believe you cussed. That's the first time I've heard you cuss.
That's the name of their
company. That's the
company,
and that's an animal.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's true.
And
that's
it's a Kentucky operated, Kentucky owned company.
Yeah.
So they would be a great sponsor for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, we are talking about manners this week, so please hold down the cussing, Tamara.
Ease up, Tam. Jeez. Ease up, Tam. That's our job, okay?
Yes. Leave it to me. But we're talking about it because it's a lost art, and manners matter.
They do.
Manners matter, which is the name of our show today. Manners matter.
Yeah.
And it's something Tamara is super passionate about. She's like the manners police.
Well, I don't beat people over the head about manners. I just,
you correct
it matters
them.
To me, yeah. And I take notice.
She's mean when it comes to manners, Curtis.
That is not true. That is very unmannerable for you to say that.
All right.
And our guest is
yes.
nodding her head.
Yes. Because, I'm turning it over to Tamara.
Yeah. So in the house today, we have Robin Hammond. She has a company that she just started called Southern Hospitality of Kentucky. Welcome, Robin.
Thank you, ladies.
Hi, Robin.
Thank you.
Now, we have a little connection here.
I have to talk about this.
Okay.
Can I jump
yes,
in?
Yes, please.
Okay. Was that proper protocol for
yes.
me to say may I?
May I
should have said may I jump
that's
in.
Right.
May
yeah.
I?
So Robin is my cousin.
First cousin.
The best cousin.
She is my
best.
Favorite cousin outside
True.
Of her sister.
Who
well,
we
actually, I hope no other
say.
Cousins listen. I love all of my cousins. But I will
yes,
say that
do.
I have grown up and she is most like, and Kelly too, which is your sister. They are most like my sisters because
yes.
I don't have sisters outside
right.
of Tamara, my
right.
adopted sister,
right.
and you. So we are super close. So this is going to be so much fun.
Right.
You're going to stay for the whole show.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here.
I know.
Here.
Yeah. I know. Okay. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm very excited.
We're so glad to have her here. And it's interesting that we have that family connection. But your company, Southern Hospitality of Kentucky, this is a new thing, but currently mm-hmm. you have a day job.
Yes.
And so you are director of marketing for an oculoplastic surgery and aesthetic skincare company.
Correct.
And so how do you go from doing that, your mm-hmm. day job, to do this side hustle of Southern Hospitality of Kentucky? And tell everybody what that is.
Okay, great. Well, it's funny because this is going to lead into this with Lee and I being related. Our grandmother was from Vicksburg, Mississippi. And when you're growing up in Lexington with a grandmother with some strong Southern values, I think it just was it was just normal. It was our way of life. I really honestly thought everybody had Sunday night dinners to know and learn where their butter knives went and which fork to use when. And was really surprised when I learned that that was not the case. It was just a way of life for us. And so kind of the way that the marketing came into play is that I go in and I see people in all offices. And I was really surprised when I started seeing the lack of customer service.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where the marketing element came in. And then I have three kiddos and they're spread out. And the youngest and oldest, they're 13 years apart. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a telltale sign that the biggest thing that I noticed was when cell phones became mainstream.
Interesting. That's
yes,
true.
It really is true. So my son, who's 30,
mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't have cell phones in middle school.
Right.
Well, I guess they did. He just didn't own one. And it was pretty new. Now, my 17-year-old, they have all had them. And mm-hmm. they've had them since elementary.
Birth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Came out of the womb with the iPhone 6.
Yeah.
It's a huge difference. You can tell the kids, Drew's friends are very different from Madeline's friends. I mean, their phones are always in their face. And so that's kind of how this was born. Mm-hmm. I really just saw a need for that on both the business side and trying to teach kiddos what manners are.
And I love the story about Granny Katie. Mm-hmm. That's her name, Granny Katie. She's no longer with us. But it's true what you're saying about manners. And she was so proper. And I'm not proper. I can be proper, but for the most part, I'm a pretty casual person. But we went on a girls' trip when we were kids. You know what story I'm going to tell.
This does not fall in proper etiquette.
It's a great story about Granny Katie because we were always just brought up, you know, to be proper and mannerful. But Granny Katie was also the nicest person and the most loving person. She was so unconditional. And somehow we were on a girls' trip and we're kids and somebody farted or said the word fart and she died. She was like, you are not to say that word this whole trip. So we would say it just to, you know, despite her and just like, fart, fart. And she was so, I've never seen Granny Katie so angry.
Well, we were also headed to Vicksburg, Mississippi. So I'm sure she really wanted her family to see her heathen Lexington, Kentucky grandchildren.
Talking about farts. Yeah.
That terrible word.
Okay. I'm sorry. I digressed.
That's okay. No, it's a good story. And so Southern Hospitality of Kentucky, what is that business? What are your goals with that business? What are you doing?
So we offer a couple of different programs. We have a curriculum for middle school and high school students that actually will begin this October. And, you know, we wanted to not compete with sports or extracurricular activities. So we just meet once a month on a Sunday for 7 months. And we have two socials in there so that the kids can use the manners that we go over actually in play. So that's kind of that program. And then for the business program, I actually go into businesses and teach their staff how to be the face of their company.
Yeah, and have business etiquette. Yeah,
absolutely. Oh, and so you'd lacking. Be surprised. It's so lacking.
Yeah. I worked at Toyota. I'm not surprised. You're right. It's
that
lacking.
That probably isn't nice to say.
Yeah. Well, it's everywhere. It's not just
it's
Toyota.
Everywhere. It's
not
bad.
Just Toyota.
And just little things that, you know, I have seen that you walk in and someone doesn't even acknowledge that you've walked in.
That's one of your biggest pet peeves.
Let me tell you. So I'm a court reporter by day and I go into lawyers' offices, doctor's offices and do depositions. I record the deposition. And I cannot tell you the number of attorneys that will come into a room where I'm already seated. There's no one else in there. And they will not say, hello. They will not introduce themselves. And so I had a deposition last week, just as an example. I went through the whole deposition with the attorney sitting there, and I thought his name was, it was a partnership between two men. I won't say their names, but he didn't introduce himself. So I mistakenly called him by the partner's name because I didn't know, and I had a 50-50 shot of getting it right. shame on me. I probably should have Googled it, but I was like, shame on him for not introducing
himself.
So I can't tell you the number of times I run into this. Or even support staff, whoever's at the front door answering the phones or whatever, and they don't do the common courtesy of greeting you when you walk in, offering you something to drink, basic things. And it can make or break your opinion of that entire place. And maybe I put a little more emphasis on it than the average
so.
Person.
No. And you know, this is interesting. So American Express did a study that 51% of people will not choose to use your business if they've had a bad experience.
Wow.
That's significant.
That's huge.
Yeah. And because there's so many different options for people these days, and the market is so competitive, regardless of what your business is. And so little things like that, I think, can just elevate your business, and that turns into profitability for your company. So I think it's definitely worth investing in.
Well, and before we weren't on the air when we were talking about this, but we were just talking about how Chick-fil-A, everybody loves Chick-fil-A because they have invested tons of energy into teaching etiquette. And Curtis, you are in the food industry. It's a two-way street. So it's not just you being courteous to the customer. Do customers have etiquette with you on the flip side?
I would say that most do. But when they don't, it's a struggle to get through it.
Yeah.
You know, like I'll be in my opening spiel introducing myself, you know, what we're doing. And they'll just be like, I want a Coke.
They don't want to hear
while
it.
I'm in mid-sentence. I'm just like, no matter what I was saying, like to interrupt me mid-sentence is ridiculousness.
Yeah.
You know, I would never stop them from talking to say something.
Right.
And if I did, you'd get mad.
Right. Exactly.
So, but I think I have good manners. So.
Yeah.
You do
have good manners.
Good. Yep. Well, I think your business is definitely something needed and welcomed, and hopefully people will sign up for this. So you said that you have two different curriculums. You have a curriculum that you're teaching young people and then a business curriculum.
Correct.
So what are some things that you are teaching the young people?
So we're going to teach everything from introductions of yourself and of others, to dating etiquette, which is huge.
Big.
To college readiness. So what happens when you are interviewing for colleges? What happens if you're interviewing for jobs? Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty formal curriculum.
I would believe social media would be a big part of your curriculum that you have to talk about.
We have an entire day that we will talk about cell phones and social media.
Mm-hmm. And is it going to be more of a sit down classroom type of experience? Is that how it's formulated?
Yes. So they actually come into a classroom and they're in a circle and I'm kind of in the middle bossing.
That's where I do my in the best family work.
And so it'll be interactive. So they'll have to get up and introduce themselves in front of everyone. They'll have to introduce their neighbor. And, you know, one thing that I'm a big stickler about is no clicks. So we will constantly be changing that up so no one is sitting next to each other every time.
Right. That's good.
Yeah. So
that's
we want to meet some new friends too. I mean, we want this to be fun. It's formal, but we want to have a good time.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Now you talk about teaching the importance of kindness to children. Mm-hmm. So what does your program do to help enforce this, the kindness aspect?
So that's a big thing for me too, is I love charity work.
You're very involved.
And that's always been a big thing for me. And I really think that our young people have lost sight, not all of them. I don't want anybody sending me horrible, nasty messages after this. But I think that we have. I think we all have.
Sure.
And
right.
So what we do, we are going to pair up with Arbor Youth of Kentucky this year. And in our Thanksgiving series, or our November, we're going to do thoughtful acts of kindness. So we're going to talk about the fact that there are children out there who are not as fortunate as we are, and we're going to participate in a supply drive for Arbor Youth. And
Arbor Youth is to serve homeless kids,
children.
Correct?
Yeah, so it's a place for them to go and bathe or eat or what the things that they need to do on a day-to-day basis. And so they're always needing products and supplies. So we're going to participate in that and kind of make it fun. We'll make some contest out of it and reward the kids. I mean, we know that reward
motivates people,
and
right?
Motivates. So we'll do that, but we're going to learn something there.
I love that.
I'm really excited about that.
Because manners really are, it is about making people feel comfortable.
Absolutely.
And so anything we can do to help, especially the disenfranchised, I think is a great thing.
Absolutely.
And it's just part of being mannerable is to turn around and give back to those around us.
You know, and you just saying that just made me think about you and Robin, and one of the reasons that you guys are so likable, because everybody that meets you all loves you all both. It is because of what you're saying, how at ease you make people feel. Y'all both have that gift.
Thank you. Tell me if you agree or not, Robin, but that is the purpose of manners.
Absolutely.
It is not a set of rules to beat someone over the head with and say, well, I'm better than you because I say yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am. It is to make everyone feel comfortable in social situations.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I heard that a long time ago, and it just stuck with me. And I was like, because I'm kind of a rule follower, and so I get caught up in like the rules and following the rules and that kind of thing. But really, that's the purpose behind manners. And I think it's definitely something we've lost sight of.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really respecting ourselves by respecting others. And I think that once we learn how to respect ourselves, then we become stronger leaders in our community. And that's really what the program is designed to do.
I love that. Now, what are some of the biggest faux pas? We'll call them faux pas that you see children and adults do. Like, what's your big thing?
Cell phone is a big deal for me.
Right.
So when you're at a table, at a restaurant, if you're in a social setting, don't look at your cell phone every second. I have children, so I know I have to look and glance, but that's a big one for me.
Yeah.
And another one is napkins.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on right now, but I've been to several dinners lately and they don't put their napkin in their lap.
Oh.
They keep their napkin, put on the table, and then they wipe their fingers off in the napkin.
Is this younger kids you're seeing this
in? The younger generation.
Okay. Yeah. Are you seeing this, Curtis, in the food industry?
Well,
are you noticing?
To be completely honest,
do you do that?
Until she said that, I've never thought anything of that.
Really?
And I am really big on table etiquette.
Right.
But I've never thought of how that's gross to put my fingers and then put it on. Because when I fold, literally fold it back and put it back beside my plate.
Yeah. Huh.
But
I wonder if it's a generational thing, because it was drilled in our heads.
Yeah, I didn't even. I've seen, you know, I've done it, you know, but I've never thought of it being that way to somebody else.
Right.
I've never thought of, like, my fingers are gross, now it goes here. But now that she says that, I'll probably never do that again.
Yeah. Good.
But you put your napkin in your lap?
No, he's putting it by his table.
Okay, if it's a linen, yes. If it's a napkin, no.
Yeah,
like if it's like a paper napkin. Like a bar, like I'll keep it like beside my plate, even after I wipe my hands on it. Okay. Which now I know that I should.
Well, that's a good question. Should you? I mean, I do. I put every napkin in my lap, paper, linen.
Yes.
And you should. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that. That's
I just
good.
Never even thought of it. My brain has never even processed that at all.
Okay.
So I'm actually glad I heard that.
Well, that's good. Those are good things. Well, we conducted a Twitter poll and asked our followers on a scale from 1 to 10, how good are their manners? And people were pretty mannerable.
Yes.
Yeah. What were the results? Oh, here they are, right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm prepared. I'm like Curtis.
You are. Yeah. So the majority rated themselves 9 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10.
No, not the majority.
39%. Oh no, 51. I'm sorry.
Why she's not good at numbers.
I think she's
not
good at numbers. This small font's not working for her either.
You read it. Yeah.
Numbers aren't her thing, but manners are. So
yes.
51% said they are on a range of 6 to 8.
Okay.
And then 39% said 9 to 10, 3 to 5 said 7, and 0 to 2 said 3.
3%.
And then we had a secondary Twitter poll that said, well, how mannerable are your kids?
Mm-hmm.
So majority of people said they're 6 to 8, but they replied that only 46% of their kids are in the same range of 6 to 8, and that only 28% are scored higher. So the bottom line is people thought they were pretty mannerful, but they thought their kids were less mannerable. And I thought, well, that's interesting,
that
because
interesting.
You're in charge of
teaching
them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So does that surprise you though?
To be honest, I'm surprised that the number is that high.
I am too.
Yeah. Well we're very generous with ourselves, aren't we?
People don't criticize themselves.
Right.
They shouldn't.
And do they really know what manners are? Because I do think people think, oh, well, I know what fork to use, and I do put the napkin in my lap, and I say please and thank you. But manners extend far beyond that.
Right.
So I don't know how honest they are with themselves, because they don't know.
Yeah. Just out of ignorance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. So you're going to start the classes in
October.
In October. Mm-hmm. And then people can sign up for these classes.
Yeah, they can sign up online through our website, which is southernhospitalityinky.com. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, but apparently now I need to get a Twitter account.
Yes, you need to get Twitter. It's all the rage.
I'm right there with you, girl.
Curtis, that's been his homework for
months. They've been screaming at me for a month.
Yeah. We reach a large audience in Kentucky and outside of Kentucky.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
God, I know, another thing.
They limit me on letters. I don't like it.
I know.
I thought they did away with that.
Like 37 characters or something. 130
I've got
characters.
Lots to say.
Like 200. Yeah. There's only 200 and something characters you can do in a tweet.
Oh,
you can't limit my words.
Right. Yes.
I don't like it.
I'm the same. Curtis, you're my son.
Yeah.
But, you know, going back to what you said, Robin, real quick, you made me think of when you said Twitter and the cell phones. What's hard for Tamara and I are we are bloggers.
Mm-hmm.
So 90% of what we do when we go out and eat or go to an event, we have to capture the picture. We have to put it in the story because sometimes we're getting paid for it.
Right.
And other times we're just trying to demonstrate what it is we do. So that's been tricky for us. And I usually, before a dinner starts with somebody, we went out to dinner with someone the other night and I said, look, I just want to tell you, I'm going to pick up my phone. I'm going to take a few snapshots and then I'll be done. And
I think that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you're there for work, and as long as you let your client know that up front, I think that's okay. My big thing is that, and the iPads, you know, you see these kids, they'll be having dinner with their parents and the parents are conversing and the kid is, you know, neck is going to be, he's going to have scoliosis, like, because he is,
I was at a restaurant and I said, like, I mean, this baby was barely old enough to sit in the high chair and it was watching something on a phone.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And I'm like, how is it? We're not even teaching our children how to interact at dinner anymore.
Right.
Oh, and I definitely think that our kids don't know how to socialize. I mean, it really has. I make Madeline call and actually physically call and order pizza. And her anxiety with calling is unbelievable.
Taylor, same thing. She has a hard time making phone calls. And then the funniest thing, I have to tell the story. She got a busy signal. And of course, we don't really hear that anymore, right?
Right, right.
And she goes, Mom, something's going on with the phone. She goes, what is this? I started crying because I thought that shows how often she doesn't make calls.
Right.
Well, I don't think any of them, right. Yeah. I mean, it's this texting, you know, or snapshot.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate waiting on teenagers.
Yeah.
There's a huge gap from even just me to that right now. And I'm just, my generation doesn't have a problem with that. We grew up, I was in middle school. None of us had cell phones.
Right.
Well, we kind of got them in high school. So we got to the best of both worlds. So, you know, we were raised the old school way, but are still wise enough to use the technology.
Yeah. Right.
But waiting on teenagers, I mean, like, it's just, even working with them, working with like a 16-year-old is tough because they're awkward.
Yeah, they are. I mean, it's socially
it's a
awkward.
Weird conversation. I'm like, have you ever spoken to anybody else that's not somebody that you know? Because you shouldn't say
it's
stuff
true.
Like that or act like that. But I noticed that too.
That's true.
So is that going to be a big part of your curriculum, is having the kids interact with one another verbally and how to make small talk? I mean, there's an art to making small talk.
You're right. And I think, you know, it's interesting. So I was in one of the school system or one of the local schools at the end of the school year through a charity called Operation Sprout. And they asked me to come in. And so I spent the whole day at Julius Marks Elementary. And I was really nervous. I'm like, you know, how are these kids going to respond to this? They loved it. And I think that they started off, they were nervous because the one thing that we did is that they had to get up and say something kind to someone in their classroom. Well, it was like, what? I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Really?
But by the end of the class, you know, it felt good because they were hearing things that their classmates were saying about them that, oh, you have pretty eyes. And they loved it. They loved it. So
I think we should do that as adults. Let's all go around the room and say something really nice about the other person. We do. We need to spend some time doing that.
It's nice. Yeah.
And so do you see this going into the school system?
Oh, that's kind of, I would love for that to happen. Yeah. I really would love to be in the local school system, colleges.
The workforce, like you said, companies.
Absolutely. Yeah. So
I can't believe I'm so glad you're doing this because I don't think there's enough of it out there. And it's genius.
It is. And there is Cotillion. People have heard of Cotillion. So talk a little bit about Cotillion and the role that it plays and or will play in your curriculum.
So Cotillion is very different. And there is someone here that does Cotillion, and we're nothing the same. So Cotillion is dance. We're not going to teach the kids the four-step box step. We're not doing any of that. So we are focused on etiquette and manners.
Manners, yeah.
So this is definitely more of a classroom setting. Like I said, we'll have two socials, like one at Christmas and one in the spring. So they'll have some fun and be able to, you know,
plus
hang out with
you're a good dancer.
Different...
You're going to get down.
Oh, I can move.
It's in their blood.
I need to have you. Yeah. Come.
I will.
She could teach a dance.
I could DJ.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, Tamara, you need to talk about the perfect place to get presents and gifts and thank you notes and all that good stuff, because that's important. Thank you notes are extremely important.
Thank you notes are extremely important. And this is something I've tried to instill in my kids is, oh my gosh, it's like beating them over the head with a club. But always to send a thank you note when someone has done something nice for you in some way or to offer a written thank you goes a long way, but I have mixed feelings on like a text thank you. What do you think about that?
I think the handwritten.
Yeah, it just goes so much farther. Well, the best place in Lexington, in my opinion, to get beautiful thank you cards is LV Harkness down on West Short Street.
Okay.
Have you been there?
No, I haven't.
Oh, girl. It's awesome.
Yeah, you need to go. They have beautiful thank you notes, postcard stationery. You can have it monogrammed, personalized. It would make a good gift, a hostess gift.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm sure you're a firm believer, and if you go to someone's house, you take a
gift. Never go empty-handed.
That's right. What was it? Granny Katie would be very proud.
Yes, she would.
Well, LV Harkness also sells wedding and baby gifts and beautiful home decor. They have a great line of frames and all kinds of neat barware. It's your one-stop shop for all things Southern. So check them out at lvharkness.com.
Okay, now it's time. So we've been proper this first segment.
Yes.
And so we're going to loosen up a little bit. We're going to have some fun. So I came up with a quiz, and don't look closely. Curtis, I see you looking. Because
I'm prepared. What are you talking about?
I know. I know. So, and you don't look either, Tamara.
I'm not.
No, turn. Okay, good.
Because it's itty bitty font. I can't read it anyway.
Don't read your notes.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to give some scenarios or some questions, and I'm going to ask each of you all what your answer is, and we'll discuss it briefly, and then I'll tell you what the majority of people do.
Okay.
Per this. Let me see who it's from.
Yeah,
it's
where'd
from,
you get this information?
I know, I'm scared.
Quizdonkey.net.
Credit Monkey. Yeah, creditmonkey.com. We have a running joke that every quiz comes from creditmonkey.com.
She finds the worst sites to pick up all this stuff.
Yeah. Well, this one's called mydailymoment.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I always try to get quizzes that support what I think.
Well, sure.
as long as
it has my views in mind.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. Okay, so again, I'm glad you're all following instructions and not looking at the answers. I didn't mean to yell that at you all. But we're going to start off. Okay, when someone sneezes, do you A, say God bless you, or bless you, either one, B, offer the person a tissue, C, do nothing to acknowledge the sneeze, or D, ask if he or she is okay?
Okay.
I don't know who sneezes that hard that you have to ask. Maybe Jerry.
God, are you okay?
Jerry squeaks like
a mouse. I'll honestly say C or D. I don't like people say it to me. I don't like when somebody says bless you to me.
Wow.
I don't think a sneeze requires that.
Yeah.
And that might be a younger thing.
Right.
When you say it to me, it's not that I don't think it's not polite. I think you're being polite. So
yes.
I appreciate it, but I don't
think it's necessary.
So if you sneeze in front of us.
I don't want to respond back to you about a sneeze as well.
Yeah.
Because I'm already embarrassed at a sneeze, kind of. It's weird. I don't know. I've always had that opinion. Like, I don't think that's a requirement.
Yeah.
Okay. It is polite. I totally agree that it's polite.
Right.
But
wouldn't it be worse if I said, are you okay?
Like, well, okay, if it's a hard sneeze, like your glasses fall off, then like, sure. Usually I just won't say anything. I'll let you handle your business. It's almost...
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, I think it's a guy thing.
You got your work cut out for you.
I think
it's a generational.
I wonder if it's a generation thing.
I think it's
it might be a generation and a guy thing.
Yeah.
Because
I think it's
most
a guy.
Most
I've
women
never heard of...
say like, bless you, or, you know, are really sweet about it. Like I said, which is sweet. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to talk about it because it's almost like
it's a bodily function.
It's almost like the F word thing.
Oh, I hate that one.
You know.
You don't want to
talk about it if something happens like that.
Okay, girls. So what answers do you all
get? I always say, bless you. God bless you.
Me too.
I want to answer first because I know that I'm going to
have a question. I think that's a good standard. So 82%, Tamara, you're reading. Put the notes down. 82% say God bless you. So you're in the minority.
Oh, good.
Only 3% of the people, Curtis, in the world. No, this might have been of old people. You don't know. Say, are you okay? And 6% do nothing.
I would think it'd be higher than that.
Your game. You should come up with a clever little line instead of saying bless you.
Is it just the bless you that you have a problem with?
That's what I want.
Or just the acknowledgement.
It's not even the words.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about that I sneeze.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a requirement.
I think
we found
you your first student.
I'm super polite. No, I'm super polite.
He is very polite.
I'd prefer to, even if I had to sneeze, mm-hmm. I'd go to the bathroom and sneeze so you don't have to hear it.
Yeah.
I don't want to burden you to say something to me. And I think that's me being polite.
Wow.
To not require something of you.
Okay. Wow. Can I have just a sidebar?
Sure.
Sidebar real quick on this. Talking about sneezing, blowing your nose, please do not do that at the table.
I do agree with that.
Don't do it at the table.
Sometimes a sneeze comes too fast.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Sneezes,
I'm talking about blowing your nose.
Oh,
get up and lean.
And leaving your tissue on the table for the server to have to pick up and dispose. I think that is
one
of my
at
big
the table
things.
Is no.
Yeah.
Don't ever
now,
do that.
Now, I'm going to tell you guys, I've had a cold or two sometimes where... It's not a sneeze, but stuff's happening.
You gotta, but
I'll take the tissue with me.
Sure.
Yeah.
Don't blow your nose.
No.
Right.
If you wipe something away, it's different from being making
right.
A bunch
I had
of
no
noise.
Idea the sneeze was going to warrant some
I know, that
conversation.
Was a
we gotta move
topic.
Along. We're gonna let Curtis answer this one first on
okay.
everyone. So you run into an old friend. You haven't seen him in forever. You A, shake his or her hand. B, give the person a hug or a kiss. C, wave. And keep moving on. I acted it out. I don't know why. No one can see that. D, offer a quick hello, but don't make any small talk. Or E, pretend you don't see them.
A good friend, hug.
Okay.
100%.
He's a hugger.
I'm a hugger.
I'm a hugger.
If I am more than an acquaintance to you and I want to see your face, you'll get a hug.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's
that's sweet.
That.
Well, you haven't been hugging us, so what does that
What the heck? I know.
Well, there's also a difference between men and women, especially in 2019. a man touches a woman, she doesn't want that. That's a whole
thing. That's true.
So if you were to initiate a hug with me, I'd hug you back.
Okay.
But I'm not going to run up and grab you because that could be perceived as anything nowadays. Right.
That's a good clarification.
That's a very good,
I kind of think, because my answer is hug, I'm assuming yours is too. I think it depends on your relationship with that person, because you kind of know people that you have a huggy relationship with. I probably never extend a hand unless it was an acquaintance or a business person. I'm almost always going to hug you or do nothing.
Right. Yeah, if it was your boss. That
and
you had...
and I, we're out, and we will go up to people that we'll meet them, and by the end of the evening, we're like, we're giving you a hug, because that's what we do.
Yeah. I like to hug.
I feel like gender is the biggest deciding factor in that for me.
I can understand that.
Because I'll slap a guy on the butt. My buddies be like, yo, what's up? Boop. You know what I'm saying? Like, that. Absolutely
Probably not a good idea for the ladies.
Never. I've never done that. You know, and you go to jail.
So, Robbie, you got anything to say about that? This whole subject matter of hugging versus handshakes? Or
no, I'm a hugger, too. So, if I know you and I feel comfortable, then it's definitely going to be a hug.
Yeah. It's on. It's on. It's on. Okay, number three. Ooh. While driving to work, somebody cuts you off. A, do you wave a gesture that it's okay? Like, that's fine. That's fine. B, lay on the horn. Tamara, I know where you're going with this. C, return the favor, speed up, and cut them off.
Oh, my.
Or D, count to 10 and try not to lose control. Okay, Curtis?
None of those work for me. Okay. Well, it kind of depends. If you make one mistake, I'm very forgiving of one mistake.
Right.
But if you make six or seven mistakes and you are an a-hole about it, then you might get a middle finger. If you've done multiple things to, like, really endanger everybody else.
Right.
But I'm a big fan of, like, speeding up next to them and just look at them. Just to see who they are.
Yeah. I just need to know what your path to work is. Yeah.
It's very short. But I'm also the kind of guy, if I mess up, I'm like, it's my fault. Like, I'll point to myself and be like, yo, I'm so sorry.
Right.
But yeah, if you endanger everybody else and me, especially if my daughter's in the car.
Yes. You get the death look.
I don't like that.
Okay. Yeah. Robin, what do you do?
If I'm going to be really honest, I have to count to 10.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Tam?
If it's something where, like, they're swerving into my lane, I will honk so that they will not.
Oh, she's justifying
into
her
my
honk.
Lane. I do. I'm a fan of the honk.
Yeah.
And then I do the death stare. I do the death stare.
See what you look like.
If she's in the fast lane,
it does me no good.
I learned this weekend. If she's in the fast lane, she's not a good driver, guys. I'm telling her, because she's manifold in everything but driving.
Do you go slow in the fast lane?
No, she goes fast in the fast lane. And if you are slow, she's the one who gets right up on your bumper. That scares me half to death. And she says, they need to get over.
They do.
Do you flash your lights?
No,
she doesn't flash.
Okay. Yeah. I have bright lights somebody who's slow in the left lane.
Well, I am the lay on the horn and cusser. So,
yeah.
So 56% do what Robin do. So that must be the mannerable thing.
Good.
Count to 10. And I meant to tell you on the last one, 63% of the people give hugs.
Oh, so, wow. We're huggers.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. 4, when you are in a public place and your cell phone rings, Robin, I'll have an opinion on this. Do you A, step outside as not to bother anybody? B, take the call and make no effort to speak any differently? C, wait until you get home and call the person back? D, carry on as if you were in the comfort of your own home. Curtis?
If it's an important, super important call, and also kind of depends on who I'm with, I know it's not going to be any interest to them, then I'll step away and take the call. But like if me and Chelsea are out eating and my mother calls, I know it's going to be short and sweet and she's got something to say. I don't have a problem answering that call in front of Chelsea. In front of my significant other. But like if I get a business call and I have to take it, I'll step out.
Yeah.
But usually I won't. I'll ignore it. If I'm at the dinner, I don't want to answer my phone at all.
Okay. Yeah. Robin, what do you do?
Yeah, I think it depends on the situation and who it is. If you have to answer your call, you should step away.
Yeah.
Excuse yourself and step away. Nobody wants to hear your business. I would stick with that.
Yeah, definitely step away. Mm-hmm. My biggest pet peeve is going to a doctor's office and sitting in a small waiting room and have people yammering on about Aunt Betty's, you know, bunionectomy that she had and what they're going to have for dinner tonight.
What doctor are you going to?
And even worse is when they're FaceTiming somebody. And so you see their face, you see, you know, I don't want to see that. I don't want to hear that.
That's a HIPAA violation.
I have a huge issue with don't answer your phone in a small closed environment on an elevator, anything like that. Step away if you can, or don't take the call.
Right. Text them. Pretty much the only time I would ever answer a call is if it was my daughter.
Sure.
Because it could be
an emergency. Right. Yeah.
And again, it depends on the company. Because like if you and I are together, we're together all the time.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So if your boyfriend or, you don't have a boyfriend, but if my boyfriend calls, you're okay with me taking the call.
Hear that, fellas?
Tamara's single.
Available.
Thanks, Curtis.
I can't believe she's single. She's so gorgeous. But anyways, so all of that to say what? That it really depends on the person.
The situation.
But I really don't like to answer the phone at all.
No, I'm a big fan of not doing it at all.
Okay, right. The majority of the people are going to do the right thing and walk out of the room.
See, I don't believe that. Yeah. I think they're all, because I'm in too many situations where people will answer their phone and don't care.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I
think and talking a loud
it's probably
voice.
Only manful people who took this quiz.
It could be.
You know?
Ding,
that's
ding,
true.
Ding.
It's true. They're the only ones who went on this internet and looked up.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Where can I see how much manners I have? Is that even correct?
Yeah, there's a bunch out there, but they were like 50 questions. There are some out there. Oh, yeah. I see where you're going. You're joking. Okay. Number five, we got to move this along. So one sentence a person from now on out. For the rest of this. Well, we're not going to get through the show. I'm showing you all what it's like not to have manners. So number five, you're behind two people in the grocery line. And when another lane opens, you let the people standing in front of you go first. B, race to the line before anybody else can get there. C, wait a few seconds and give the people in front of you the opportunity to move before going yourself. So the distinction between that one and A is A, you actually are telling the person to go. This one, you just kind of wait. And then D, stay where you're at. Curtis?
I go C. I'll give you an opportunity and make sure you make eye contact. And if you don't want to move, then I'm going.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Robin?
I always tell the person in front of me. Always.
Me too.
Yeah. Damn. And I do that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. you can talk.
I was going to expound, but I was like, no.
That was her one sentence.
No.
She looked at me and she goes, that's it. Yes, I do that. So 47% will actually wait if you do what Curtis does. They wait. So again, that might be a generational thing because us older folks are making sure that you give that person the opportunity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Number six, when people give you a present, you A, send a thank you note. B, say thank you in person. D, don't do anything. Or D, refuse to accept the gift. That's never an option.
That's never an option.
Never. Curtis?
I probably say thank you, obviously, but then I hook it up later.
Yeah.
You know, I'll probably do something later, like get you dinner or buy you a drink or something.
That's nice.
No, you're very nice.
Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. Okay. Rob?
Hey.
I know you.
Always a thank you.
Yeah. I know what you do.
Yeah. I try to write thank yous.
Mm-hmm. You're really good at that.
Yeah. I try to do that.
Especially to all of our clients and stuff. She always follows up with a thank you. It's so nice. I'm probably more of the text thank you guys. Mm-hmm. You know, y'all got to work on me a little bit.
It depends. Like, you know, somebody, I don't know. You would disagree with that, I'm sure, Robin. Yeah. It always should be a written thank you. But
and I think that, you know, when you get something in the mail and it's written,
it's more special.
It's so nice. Special.
Part of the problem anymore is knowing anybody's address.
That's true.
You know, we used to all have contact books, and now it's all on your phone.
Those are called phone books.
Yeah.
Contact
That's
books.
True. Well, I meant like a address
like a little,
book.
Like a leather address black
book. Leather. Oh,
but that too, Rob.
Yeah. Well, still not called a contact book.
65% say thank you in person.
Okay.
Okay. Seven, your dog does his business on your neighbor's lawn. Do you A, pick it up, B, pretend not to notice, C, pick it up if somebody's looking, or D, return to the scene of the crime later and pick it up, which I don't know why you'd do that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, what do y'all do?
It's A, and if you pick anything else, I hope you don't sleep at night.
You only pick it up if somebody's looking?
No, A was I pick it
always
up.
Always pick it up.
Yeah, okay, always pick it up.
Okay. Yeah, I set them out of order.
I've seen people fake it and be like, just put their hand down. I'm just like, you picked up nothing. So
there's no bag in your hand.
Yeah, nothing happened.
Listen, my little dog, sometimes he'll pretend that he's doing something, but nothing actually is forthcoming. And I will still act like I'm picking something up just in case somebody's watching.
She pretends to pick up pretend poop.
Yeah. I do.
I love that.
I swear I do.
You really are.
That's the most polite thing I've ever heard anybody do.
Because I don't want anybody thinking, that dog just. And
she pulls out a mop when they pee in the yard and sop it up.
The worst is when your dog, I mean, we're really getting graphic here, has like the poop that goes, 20 feet.
Well, I learned to take multiple bags just for that scenario. Yeah.
Okay, let's digress.
This one.
Okay,
yeah, let's keep going.
Number eight. Which of the following are the majority of people pick it up, by the way. Which of the following are you most likely to wear to a wedding? Now, I thought this was kind of a tricky question. A, a black dress. Curtis, I know your answer. B, a white dress. D, any color dress but black or white. Or D, who cares about the color, the most revealing.
I'm gonna go with D.
When I can't wait to invite you to my wedding.
That's hysterical.
It'll be super
obviously
skimpy.
This was not a question for a man.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So what do you all think?
Well, let's see.
Okay.
You don't button up shirt and a top black for me. Or white.
You don't wear black or white unless it is a specified black request tie. Of the
I've worn
bride
black dresses to a wedding just because that's the only thing that fits me or I look good in it.
And I also think it depends on what time it is. If it's an evening wedding, I do think black is okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, 74% said what you said, Rob, that any color and you too, Tam, but black or white.
Yeah.
Okay. Number nine, how much do you usually tip your server? You're going to be very interested in this, Curtis. 4%,
80%.
Or excuse me, you don't, that's an option. You don't tip them at all. You tip them 5%, 15%, 20%, or almost 30%. So Curtis, what would you prefer?
I will never go below 15% unless I don't get my food.
Okay.
However, I will go to 15% if you are absolutely horrendous.
Yeah.
And that's still, I think, you being nice if
generous.
You're a server ever. But it's the 20% around the board.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you're amazing, then I'll give you 30-40%.
Yeah.
I'll throw an extra $10. I don't care.
I totally agree.
Everybody agree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I do 20% just because I'm so terrible with math that is the only. It's just easier. I could never determine 15% of something.
There's a special place in hell if you don't tip.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, I agree with that.
Right.
That's horrible.
All right. How often do you use please and thank you when asking for something? Always, never, most of the time when I remember.
Always.
I think so. I hope so.
I do too. All right. Yeah. Well, not always easy. What did I write here? Not always easy showing good manners. For example, I have an example. I got to turn my page. Tamara, help me out here.
That big font helping you out.
Okay. I'm sorry. No, I shouldn't have read that out loud, apparently. I should have put that in parentheses. So sometimes it's hard to show good manners. For instance, when you're eating barbecue. It can be pretty messy.
Messy.
But if you are going to eat barbecue, go to Shack in the Back. They're located in Fairdale. They have Kentucky. They have delicious pulled pork, ribs, homemade chips, chicken, turkey. Their meat is slow smoked to perfection daily on old-fashioned pits for a minimum of 14 to 18 hours. These people take their barbecuing seriously.
Serious.
Outstanding sides they have are including green beans, burgoo, coleslaw, potato salad, and they have the best... Tamara's already said.
World's best.
Say it.
Peanut butter pie.
Yes. Oh. So you guys need to check them out. They're, like I said, they're located in Fairdale, and they're called Shack in the Back Barbecue.
It's so yummy. All right. So let's talk about what we were raised with, what manners were instilled in us, and we'll see. And especially I'm interested in getting Curtis's.
I might let him go first.
He's a little younger than us. So I want to see if some of our stuff that we were taught maybe is passe now, and he's got some different opinions. So I'll just start with some things that I was always taught. Respect my elders and authority, Curtis.
Very much so elders. Authority, not so much.
Oh, okay.
That you weren't taught that, or were you taught to defy it?
It's not a defying.
Yeah.
If you're earning of my respect, you get it. But I'm not going to respect you just because you're an authority, because you could be wrong or ill-equipped to be that authority.
Okay.
And I think, especially...
So what about your boss, for instance?
Especially in politics nowadays, there are some people who don't deserve our respect that's an authority to us.
Well, see, we're the opposite. I mean, I'm talking for me and Tamara. I don't want to speak for Robin.
Yeah.
But we have always been taught to respect the position. You may not like the person, but you respect the position, and there's still a way to act towards that person if they're in that. And another good example, and we're not talking politics here, is your boss.
Mm-hmm.
Your boss, you're going to be a fool if you go in there and disrespect them every day. You may not like them. They may be the worst person on the planet. I recommend you get another job. But if you just go in there and knowingly do things that are wrong because you don't like that person.
Maybe my answer is confusing. It's not polite. It's my actions towards like a goal of mine.
Uh-huh.
Like I will be polite to my boss always. He's
right.
My boss. But if I think he's doing something wrong, I might not necessarily listen.
Okay.
Or do what he says.
Oh, I think that's okay.
You know.
Yeah. You don't think so?
Well, it depends on what it is.
I mean,
if he's asking you to embezzle.
If I think it's morally wrong, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Not like, you know, if it's the rules of the rules of the job.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Like harassment or something. Gotcha. Robin, what do you say about that?
Well, I mean, I think we're just a different generation.
Yeah.
I feel like we always respected the position.
For instance, I'm always going to respect a police officer until not given a reason to. I'm not going to go bash the whole police force because there's some bad apples.
Right.
And that's true of any profession, whether it's ministry, whatever that is.
Yeah, sure. Well, I was always taught that, and maybe this was not specifically articulated, but just kind of the tone with which I was raised was that children should be seen and not heard in a large social situation.
That's
all. I'm not talking about at home, you know,
but
around the dinner table.
Even in a family setting, you know, kids had to mind.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't just go to other people's houses and act a fool. I've had people come over and bring their kids, and I'm like, please, spank their butt or I'm going to. These kids are out of control.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're in my house.
Right.
Curtis, what have you been?
I don't know if
that?
I like the phrasing of that.
Yeah, it might not be.
It's not
old
heard.
School.
It's not be insane. Like if your kid's being insane, then you need discipline. But
right.
if they're voicing their opinion, they're just as much of a person as you are.
But see, I was not raised that way.
No.
I was raised that our opinion did not.
We're just going to disagree with that.
Our opinion did not matter.
Right.
Yeah. No. We were the children.
Well, I mean, that's right. I mean, to your point, like my daughter's opinion matters, but it has a time and a place.
Yeah.
So she is not to interrupt an adult or fight with an adult because she doesn't believe something.
Right.
That's something we would discuss at home.
Yeah.
And she would respect where she's at.
I think it's a manner thing.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I'm not going to tell my daughter that she can't speak up in a conversation if she has an opinion.
Yeah.
I won't
ever
do that.
Well, I would invite my daughter to speak up. I would, until she's invited, I guess.
Well, as long as respectful.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She still must be respectful. Mm-hmm. That's
right.
That's
I guess
one.
What we're talking about is there's a ranking. Mm-hmm. Like the way we grew up. There was
a hierarchy.
There's a hierarchy in how things happen.
Yeah.
In the older you are, the more
respect
you get.
Mm-hmm.
And I do see, I've had Taylor's friends spend the night sometimes, and I've had 6 and 7 year olds talk to me as if they're talking to peers.
Yeah.
And there's just no respect. And I'm not faulting them. It's just the way they were raised.
Right.
And I'm not saying I'm the mom that everybody loves. I know
you're
you guys.
Fun mom.
I'm the fun mom.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's not like I'm saying I'm expecting something, but it shocks me sometimes when they address me in a way that I feel is
casual.
Yeah, too casual.
See, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I think we just have, I don't know.
I think it's just the way we're verbalizing stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Well, what about addressing people as Mr. and Mrs. rather than by their first name? We were never allowed to call people by their first names.
No, not always they
huge
told you.
Pet peeve for me.
Yeah.
When they don't.
I say ma'am and sir all the time.
Perfect.
And
good.
I actually had people, I moved to Colorado for 5 years, and in the same day, I had one lady get mad at me for calling her ma'am.
Really?
I've seen that too.
And I literally didn't know what to say to her, and I was like, I'm being polite to you. That's literally what I said, I think. I was like, I'm being polite to you. And if you don't like it, then I don't know your name. Like, I don't, what's up? Like,
right.
I can do that, but.
You did the right thing.
Girl, you know, what do you. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what, since I don't know you.
Right.
If I did know you, I'd call you by Miss Whatever.
Right.
Or if your first name.
Now, were you in a customer service role?
I was behind the bar.
See, I would say the customer's always right. So if she didn't like it, you'd just say, I apologize. That's what I would say.
I did not say that.
Yeah, that's what I would instruct an employee who was working for me to say.
I said, I'm being polite.
Suck it up,
buttercup. I said, I'm being polite to you.
Yeah, I would. No, you never argue with the customer. You can never work for me in that
capacity. Poorly.
That's an authority thing we're talking about.
That's right. That's what it goes back to. You're right.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you do this, Curtis. I was always taught that guys open the door.
I always do that.
Yeah. And so much so that I will stand at a door and wait.
I've seen her do it.
Yeah. And I just stand there until somebody opens the door for me.
What? On the opposite
especially
side.
Especially my kids, my sons.
Oh, absolutely.
I will stand there and they'll be like, why aren't you going in? I'm like, I'm just waiting for somebody to open the door for me. Maybe it should be you.
See, I'm a little, to me, it's a little sexist. So, do I think it's such a gentleman thing to do?
Sure.
Yes, but I do not expect any man to do that.
Yeah.
If I'm walking to the mall, and I would expect anybody who's in front of me to open the door and be kind
about it.
But I don't want to be seen as a helpless person who doesn't know how to open the door. Robin, what do you think about that?
I'm a big door holder.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe that men should hold doors.
Yeah.
But I'm old school. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So does your husband always open the door
absolutely.
For you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a gender thing, though. I open the door for a guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I also, and I don't say anything. This is for me having manners. When you don't say thank you or just like, hey, literally a head bob will work.
Right.
You know, in that situation.
Acknowledgement.
If you don't acknowledge me at all, that makes me mad. But
me
I don't say anything.
Yeah.
But that's very, very rude.
It is rude.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Me too.
Always acknowledge it. I was taught, you know, girls don't call boys on the phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
And no, that's so, definitely different. Yeah.
That's totally different now.
Now they just text.
Well, nobody calls anybody.
Nobody calls anybody. That's right. Girls don't really chew gum.
Yeah.
It's unsightly. And you don't go to somebody's house, as especially a child, and just help yourself to the what's in the refrigerator. Or
that's a pet peeve of mine.
Put your feet
do
up on their.
Do kids do this?
Oh, yeah. I've had kids come to my house and, like, literally, or they'll say, can I have some chips or something? I'm like, no, you do not do that.
Yeah.
I told Taylor, you will starve to death or be thirsty, but you will never go and ask for something.
You can act like a heathen at home, but
if you need,
don't embarrass
me. I mean, if you're seriously dying of thirst because you've been out playing all day, ask your friend. You know, is
your
can
friend
you get
should ask for you to their parents.
You don't
exactly.
And I've been this since I was a kid. I'll be like, you know, I'm hungry. Will you see if your mom will get us a pizza?
Yeah.
Or like, will you see if we have a drink or whatever? But have them ask the parents.
Be a good host or hostess.
Yeah.
So, anyways, these are great things to talk about. You know, we're talking about, I'll tell you another thing that gets on my nerves are drunk people when they're so obnoxious, unless I'm with them and I've had a few cocktails.
Unless you are one of them.
Yeah.
Unless you are one of them.
Unless, yeah. So don't drink with me if I'm not drinking with you. It can be annoying. And one place to do this, which is perfect, is Wilderness Trail Distillery in Danville, Kentucky. They are definitely one of the best bourbons around. In addition to their weeded single barrel bourbon and rye whiskey, they recently released their small batch bourbon with a rye small grain at the end of last year, and it's selling so wonderfully. Plus, it's a cool place to visit.
Yeah.
So now every Friday, they're having their what they call First Friday, where they're having a musician and a band, and then they also serve yummy spirits. Check them out at wildernesstraildistillery.com. Now, guys, I'm sorry, because we're having so much fun talking about
this. It's a great topic.
I know, and I hate to be like the person that's...
Taskmaster?
Yes. But, you know, I am a taskmaster, and we've got this really fun subject, and I still want to fit it in, so the show's going to just have to go a little over today.
All right.
But, because this is really fun, Tamara, you're going to love this one.
Oh, yeah.
Because you love history.
Yeah.
So, times have changed. And this is going to be evident in another online article I found.
What's the site? Let's see.
I think I didn't write down the site, of course, but the title of the article is called Times Have Changed, Social Manners and Etiquette During the Victorian Era.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So Thomas E. Hill compiled a list of do's and don'ts in the Manual of Social and Business Forms, first published in 1875. So
way back. This is stuff from way back.
Yes.
This is not like current.
Yes. Yeah. So we're going to start off with hygiene. He had a section on hygiene. I'm going to go through these very quickly, but they're really funny. Bathing. So I'm just quoting from the book. Upon arising, take a complete bath. A simple washing out of the eyes is not sufficient. The complete bathing of the body once a day is of the utmost importance, but not more than a quart of water is necessary, preferably rainwater.
What other kind of water is there back in 1875?
I don't know.
From the river, the lakes, or
Okay.
Did whatever you got to do.
The ocean.
Then.
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
But a quart of water, I used that just to wash my hands.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting.
That's
interesting.
That's why our oceans are terrible.
I know.
That's right.
I know. Hair. The head should be washed occasionally with soap and water.
Occasionally.
I love that. They've not seen my hair. When the hair is inclined to be harsh and dry, a moderate application of bear's grease or other dressing should be used.
What's bear grease?
I don't know.
It's grease that they get from bears when they would cut up a bear.
Oh,
they would
sounds like disgusting.
Like the blubber of a whale.
Oh, okay.
It has oil.
I didn't know if they like... I don't know.
You think they were going around greasing their bears?
I just did not know. Yeah.
Their pet bears.
I'm going to skip the one on skin since we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Kissing. This was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Upon the meeting of intimate friends among ladies at the private house, the kiss as a mode of salutation is yet common, but this is a custom which ought to be abolished for psychological and other reasons.
So interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. So
they were trying
maybe this was the invention of the air kiss.
Maybe
this is when the air kiss came into play.
Oh,
maybe.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it could have been,
you mean air kiss like just
where you don't really kiss because during this time, I'm trying to think of when like bubonic plague and stuff, we had different forms of cholera outbreaks and things like that. So that may have been, you know, just a precaution against disease, spreading disease.
Maybe.
Very interesting.
Yeah. And then I said psychological, but it's physiological. So that may be right, Tam.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about social etiquette and manners. Bowing. A gentleman should not bow from a window to a lady on the street, though he may bow slightly from the street upon being recognized by a lady in the window. This is so confusing. Such recognition should, however, generally be avoided as gossip is likely to attach undue importance to when it is seen by others.
Right. So if the gentleman is in the window, he should not bow to a woman on the street. Hey, Miss Harper, how are you doing? He shouldn't bow to her because of, you know, it. People will start to talk.
Yes. Gossip.
Not, yes. Right. Gossip.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks for repeating everything I just said.
Literally verbatim.
She's always got
translator.
My back.
I'm the translator.
She's always got my back. I know. I was like, you said it exactly the same way. Dignity. To greet someone by saying, hello, old fella, indicates ill breeding. If you are approached in this vulgar manner, it is better to give a civil reply and address the person respectfully, in which case he is quite likely to be ashamed of his own conduct. We thought your sneeze was harsh.
Well, because you wouldn't say, hey, old timer. That's disrespectful.
Well, and yeah, unless you're a really good friend and you're
exactly.
old.
Well,
like when y'all like 50 more years on you, you're like, what's up, y'all geezer?
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah,
that's true.
And then to turn the other cheek, not just, you know, and do an insult for insult.
Yes, well, that's true. Small talk. No topic of absorbing interest may be admitted to polite conversation. It might lead to a discussion. So they discourage discussion. For the purpose of today,
of
where
small
we have
talk.
Yeah.
Right.
Not just a conversation.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then let's see if there's any more. Husbands, always leave home with a tender goodbye and loving words. They may be your last.
Hey, it's true. People died.
That
people
goes both quick. Ways.
Do what?
That goes both ways.
Well, it's not in the list. So
I'm just saying, now
the
is.
Ladies back there didn't have to do that.
And then I'll end with this one. Street etiquette. When crossing the pavement, a lady should raise her dress with the right hand a little about the ankle. To raise the dress with both hands is vulgar and can only be excused when mud is very deep.
Right.
God,
because
thank
of
God
course,
pants came along.
They didn't have, you know, the paving. So the streets were mud.
Yeah.
And especially when it was raining. And so, but you would only do it with one hand slightly above the ankle. If you showed too much, you wouldn't be good. And that's why, like, when the can-can dance came out, that was very risque because they were pulling up their dress all the way to above their knee.
And now look, here we are. We can barely get.
We don't
know
even
today
wear
is
pants.
National Self-Nude or
Self-Nude
National
Day.
Nude Day.
I saw what? Nude?
Nude Day.
National Nude
I saw myself.
Day.
I was,
you'll find out when
good.
You get on Twitter about these things.
I thought it was French Fry Day.
It's always,
I would rather have French Fry Day than Nude Day.
Yeah, do we have to have a national day for that? What's
the
purpose?
Yeah, so we've come a long way, right?
Yes.
From can-can.
Well, back in the day, the streets were very muddy, but I wonder why they're not muddy anymore.
I know, Tamara.
Oh, why because, well, because we have piping and sewer drains and things like that.
Excellent, Curtis.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Do you like our segues, Robin?
I love
He's
that.
Setting us up for a great segue. For Central Kentucky Plumbing Solutions, they are your go-to resource for all things plumbing. If you're doing a new building a new house, you need somebody to put all your plumbing in, they are the people you need to call. 859-363-6418, Central Kentucky Plumbing.
All right.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Time. Robin's going to get to hear about all this.
Yeah.
Now she's going to blush.
We're
going to
sing a little song.
Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Okay.
5 minutes with Cutie Patootie. 5 minutes with Cutie Patootie.
They did that, not me. Just yes. So we're very
I made up
clear.
That song. I'm very proud of myself.
Yeah.
Lord.
Okay. So since we have two shows today, as Lee said,
yeah.
I don't have to hide that anymore.
Yeah.
We're
going
to go back in time. So this is kind of like our one.
Can Robin
in the
play too?
And she could definitely play. I actually have extra pen for you.
Oh,
here you go.
Okay.
Well,
he's
she have
the
one
prepared producer.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. I've got one.
So just like before, I'm going to give you 60 seconds to name as many as you can of a certain thing. During the 60 seconds, I'm going to list some fun facts like I did before so the audience isn't bored. And maybe with permission, I might put some music in that area too.
Okay.
But
oh,
last time
cool.
I did that, I got yelled at. So why not do that?
It has to be music from
just
the boss.
Quiet. Just
all right.
Quiet music.
Okay. So, like I said, once I read it off, after I finish the sentence, then you'll have 60 seconds. So I'm not going to take up your time by reading it.
Okay.
So, in 60 seconds, list as many countries as you can. Go.
Oh,
so some of your fun facts for today is that Africa actually has 54 countries. That's a lot. I actually did not know that myself. 90% of the world's fresh water is in Antarctica. And I actually think I did that know that before. It's probably a lot of it frozen, but if we don't take care of it, it won't be frozen for very much longer. So keep that in mind, everybody, when you pollute and do bad things. Over 200 languages are spoken in Europe. And I did not know that as well, but that's a lot. I probably couldn't even list 20 languages. Number four I have on the list here is 10 million people visit the Great Wall of China every year. And there's a big hint in the country for you right there. And number five, after Christianity, Judaism is the second largest religion in the USA. And I didn't know that either.
I didn't either.
So that's just something fun to know. Put down your pens right now.
Okay, gosh. I was just finishing up that one.
All right, make sure, one, that your countries are actually countries.
Okay.
Two, well, that you don't, stupid. Two, that you don't double it up, because we did that last time as we got double states.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you have any questions about a country, you can let me know real quick if something's real or not. Like, Africa is not a country. People think that. That is a continent.
Agreed. Right.
So, as long as we're all...
You got Africa,
Did you write Africa?
I'm so glad to finally do stuff with... That
oh,
I've...
my gosh. That's hilarious that she wrote Africa.
I only got 8.
I got 15.
7, 8, 9.
Look I had Lee. 16, but Africa's not a country.
It's 21.
Oh, wow.
You won twice in
Lee,
one yes, day.
We're tied.
I hooked Woo! You up,
3-3, baby.
I got you, girl.
You're going to get an extra tip.
I know.
Maybe when Tamara does yeah. the show with somebody else.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Well,
thank
hard.
You, Cutie Patootie.
It's hard to do that when you're talking because I want to listen to what you're saying because it's so interesting.
Yeah.
I know.
I did that
I know.
In the state one.
Well,
yeah.
They have to listen to the show.
I will. Yeah. Yes, I will.
That's important.
We have to see what he says.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Okay.
So now it's
so
time.
It's 3-3.
Yes.
Yeah. Your time.
I redeemed myself. I'm so,
so
happy.
So why do we say we go to 10?
Yes.
And then something crazy happens?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Something yeah. crazy is going to happen.
Yeah. Wow.
We're going to do something.
That's a teaser.
Something crazy happens with Cutie Patootie. I'm just on the fly like
you're,
that.
You're
I'm so good.
You're reaching. It. You're reaching right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, now it's time for our Hot Buds of the Week.
Woo!
Boom.
Yes.
Nice. Okay, we're going to start off with Bourbon Nights at Bourbon Nights. They shouted out to us that they have their first video going live on YouTube, I guess this week. And they said, make sure you click and subscribe. They had the link in their bio. And the show is called Bourbon and Wings. That's it, really.
That's all they talk about is bourbon and wings, like chicken wings.
And then they say, that's it, really. I didn't say that. They said that.
Okay.
But anyways, what I really like about that is they shouted, they copied us. Yeah. They needed our help, Tamara.
That's nice.
So we're here to help them.
Yeah.
Everybody that's listening, please follow Bourbon Nights and
bourbon
subscribe
Nights.
To their YouTube channel.
And that's N-I-G-H-T-S, not K-N-I-G-H-T.
Or N-I-T-E-S.
Exactly.
Yes.
Good See, distinction.
We're really good here, trying to serve our
people. We can
people.
Spell.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan David Edwards at By Ryan Edwards. In regards to our manners quiz that we posted, he said, I was raised to call everyone by Mr., Mrs., or Ms., or Coach, if it's Coach. And he says, I say thank you and you're welcome. I hold doors open for people and pay it forward quite often. That happens when you're raised by two parents from Kentucky.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. We love Ryan.
Yeah.
Very
good
cool.
Good job, Ryan.
And then Raven Morphew at Yard Dog 54. I think it's an underscore.
I like that.
Yeah. We always like people's handles. We always try to read into them.
Yes.
She said, in regards to the manners, as my daughter's sitting here trying to call me during the middle of this
very
segment,
unmannerable.
I was raised to wait and eat until everyone had passed their plate and was seated. Afterwards, we said grace. So two things that I like about this is people, when you sit down, it bugs me and they start eating.
Yes.
And they don't wait for everybody to get
Be
their
served.
Food. Unless they say it's okay to eat. I'm okay with
I
that.
I still won't eat.
Still yeah. won't eat.
I won't That's either. Right. I won't either.
That's why it's so important at a restaurant yeah. to bring everybody out at once.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Because if you split somebody's meal up, that's like the worst thing
yes.
ever.
Yeah. Yes. Then and then the second cold. Piece that I really love is she said, and we say grace, and that is lost. I don't know anybody who really says grace anymore after every meal.
Well,
or
I
before
was,
every meal.
I was at Pizzoli's today, and a family was sitting around and they said grace before their meal.
Love that.
I love that.
Yeah. And we would say grace at home, but we wouldn't necessarily at a restaurant. But I know some people still do that.
Now, when you get
nice.
Together with your family now, do you do grace?
We do for like birthday parties yeah. and things like that.
Yeah. We'll do it for like
you know,
Thanksgiving.
Big or, family events.
But how many families sit down around a table?
Exactly.
At home?
It's Good a dying point. Thing.
Yes.
People rarely do that anymore. Yeah. So, yeah, I think we need to go back to having Sunday dinners. Mm-hmm. What time should we be there?
Without your cell phone.
I'm looking at Robin. What time?
5 p.m.
Yeah.
She's Robin has the best parties of all time.
Because she has a nice farm.
Oh
she has
my
land.
God, beautiful
it's beautiful.
Cabin.
Yeah.
Can I move
She's
in?
The hostess with the mostest. Well, guys, that's it for this week's episode. We hope you've been going to improve your manners and be nicer to people. And you can check out some of the things we talked about by following us at kytastebuds.com. Make sure you're following us on all of our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat. Oh, Robin, did we tell
yes.
how people can find you and follow you?
Yeah, we
yes,
did.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, I just want to be sure. And last but not least, we send out a weekly newsletter. I think you're going to be doing newsletters or just Facebook posts. Is that how you're going to
Facebook and
communicate?
Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And remember to listen to us, the Taste Buds, every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on KISS 96.9. Pleasure having you today.
Thank you, ladies.
We love
and
you, Rob.
Curtis, you give hope. to us mamas.
See, I didn't think you liked me after one of the topics, so I hope, I hope I did okay.
Well, very impressed.
What did we fight about? What were we fighting about?
No, we were just talking about just differences.
The authority thing.
But,
okay.
You wouldn't be on the show if we didn't think you were a manly person.
I think it's okay.
Right.
I think we all just said different words.
That's right.
But
it was a generation gap. We didn't
like
know how to talk to each other.
I was like punk rock kid.
Yeah.
I guess that has something to do with it.
So why don't you end the show with a good punk rock
yeah.
Have a good week. Bye.
Have a great day.